In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is our first ever Bike Blessing Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone who brought or rode their bike today, and those who ditched their slacks for spandex. On the water bottles that we are giving out today, there is a verse which says, "I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." If you're unfamiliar with this verse, it was written by the Apostle Paul, or another author who is taking on his writing style, in a letter to his young mentee, Timothy. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, Paul is in prison awaiting execution, and his writing is a way for him to look back on his life and exhort young Timothy, who still has much of his life ahead of him. Paul reflects on his time as an evangelist and champion of the faith, maybe thinking about that time he preached at the Areopagus, which was in the story we heard earlier, or thinking about the mixed reception of his message, from enthusiastic welcome to persecution. But at the end, Paul is able to look back at all of it and say, "Yes, I fought the good fight. I finished well." It's interesting to think of the Christian life through the metaphor of a race, as Paul does here. Though it's not the first analogy that comes to my mind. When I think of races, I think of the lone athlete pitted against other competitors. One wins someplace and others lose. But in Christian faith, as we tend to see it, we're working together for the good of all people, and a win or loss for one member affects the body as a whole. But Paul, a leading cultivator of early church community, knew this as well as anyone. So when he refers to a race, he's probably talking about his life's course, what it meant for him to give his all, push through pain to overcome challenges, and not lose faith or give up, but become stronger. Viewed in this way, a race is an apt metaphor for thinking about one's personal journey. But in bike racing, there's a metaphor for thinking about one's personal race in relation to community. If you've ever watched a biking event, like the Tour de France or the Olympic races, you've probably seen how there's a mass of people that ride very close together. There might be a few that are out ahead of the group and some that are lagging behind, but most of the riders are in a pack. Riding together in this way is actually a strategic phenomenon called a peloton, where riders intentionally move in close proximity as a way to conserve energy. By riding behind another person, also called drafting, the rider doesn't hit the wind with the same resistance. But even those who are riding at the very front of the group get a boost from hitting the wind together. People's position in the pack also is constantly changing, from the front to the middle or back, so that it's not always the same person who's doing the hardest part. And depending on where one is in the peloton, a rider can save as much as 40% of their energy, whereas riding alone can take 30 to 50% more effort. At the end of the race, often you see that those who have been riding in the peloton blow past those who have been riding way out ahead. Having conserved their energy, they're able to push at the finish. The church is a peloton-like community. We are all in the race of life, doing our best to finish our course, hoping that we will be able to look back with Paul's conviction and sense of satisfaction. And one of the greatest resources we have toward this end is our writing together. Thinking of the church as a Peloton, we draft off of hearing each other's stories of how the Holy Spirit is making a difference in our lives, having a place to celebrate life's milestones and wins, traveling with people who share our ethical and spiritual values and who hold us accountable, traveling with people who are racing for a higher purpose and mission, seeing our resources of time, talent, and treasure impact causes in a greater way when brought together. Having people with whom we can share difficult things, people who are going to pray for us and follow up, people who will surround us with love when we grieve, and having people who encourage us and ride alongside us as we take life's ups and downs and twists and turns together. And like in a Peloton, our role in a church community is always changing. Sometimes we're going to ride at the front with our ideas and energy. Sometimes we need to be the one to shield or support others in their difficult times. Sometimes we need to let others shoulder the burden for us. Our position should change over time so that we don't burn out, so that we do enliven the body with our gifts, and so that we're both giving and receiving. So thinking about the course you are on right now, what does it mean to compete well? What helps you keep faith? What are the challenges you currently face? Is there a way community could help with those obstacles? Is there energy you could be drawing from the group? Is there a mission or goal, something that you're writing for or would like to be, that could happen in this community? Is it your turn to pull to the front of the group? Is it your turn to draw energy from the middle? Are you doing too much solo writing? Would you like to get more comfortable writing as part of a pack? In biking and in life, it's definitely possible to race alone. But it's also a lot more work, and we tend to accomplish more and go further when we do it together. And while the church isn't the only Peloton, schools, families, and other organizations also function as supportive communities. Church is an especially well-suited Peloton for those who are claimed by the good news of God in Christ. And it's one that's been riding together for an awfully long time. Amen.